Finally, to present for the schools is Tom from Wellington College. And I'd just like to take the opportunity while he's setting up to thank him for building in PHP our TechHUI registration online site and looking after the blog.
Kia ora, my name is Thomas Mitchell and I am here today to talk to you about some technologies which we're now using at Wellington College in the form of using wikis in education. So I thought I'd start off by talking to you guys about some examples of wiki technologies that are currently used and are really successful. Obviously the most known example is of course Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia. For those of you who don't know, Wikipedia contains over 10 million articles in 253 different languages. The English Wikipedia, which is the one that we predominantly use, has over 2 million articles, making it the biggest source of information ever established. And this is, of course, built on wiki technology. So for those of you who don't know what wiki technology is, the whole point of having a wiki is that the information is incredibly easy to access. It's also meant to be a system in which any person can log on to the wiki and change information, rebrand it, rewrite it, and basically contribute their knowledge to the greater good of society or, in this case, in the greater good of the class. So what... You're building on other people's ideas. So the whole point of this speech is that in education, the wiki could be a place where students could log on and collaborate, debate, syndicate, and most of all, learn. So what happened is last year, one of my English teachers came to me and asked me whether or not she thought using some sort of technology like wikis in the classroom would actually be possible. So what we had to figure out was a way in which of getting Wikipedia into the classroom. What we worked out was we went to heaps of different free wiki hosting services like Wikispaces, like Wetpaint, and other products like MediaWiki, which is what actually powers Wikipedia, and Zoho. The problem with all of these types of solutions was that they actually were not really built for education. They didn't have, while they did have these features for being able to edit and modify content, they didn't actually have features which made it a real star for education. So what I, along with a couple of friends, decided to do was because I also own a small web design company and make websites for various people around Wellington, I decided to start from scratch and actually code my own wiki software called EdWiki. And through 8 months of development, we've actually managed to get to a point where we've now got two teachers using it at Cole, and three or four teachers about to start using it very soon. So what I thought I'd run through is why, of course, I decided to make EdWiki. The point of wikis, of course, is just to share information. But what we wanted to make by making EdWiki was we wanted to make an open learning environment. What this means was that if one student posted a post about, say, Shakespeare, another student could come along and disagree with that person, agree with that person, and post ideas relevant to what the other person said. This, of course, builds into an idea of collaborative learning, which is what the Ministry of Education and their e-guidelines have tried to be getting at for a long time, input from other students. So what we tried to make by making this is we tried to make an incredibly simple interface. We tried to make it because we know that some teachers and students alike have problems using technology. We consulted heavily with different teachers at Wellington College to make sure that the interface actually was functional and was usable. We then added systems like quiz and homework mode, which allowed teachers to actually go onto the system and set entire homework assignments on the system themselves. Students would then get sent things like emails telling them that they had an assignment. They would then go to the wiki software, do the homework, and the teacher would be able to receive it online and mark it. The whole point of this is it's meant to be an entire solution for actually having education outside of the classroom, essentially a classroom outside of the classroom. We also made a system called a virtual book bag. What this means is that if a teacher wanted students to go home and read a particular website or listen to a particular podcast or something like that, a teacher could actually package all of those different resources into a virtual book bag for students to go home and use. When we were figuring out how we wanted EdWiki to work, we knew we wanted to have these four things. So in the end, we managed to break it down into a system in which when you can get collaboration, plus community involvement, plus awesome technology that actually works, you end up with knowledge. So thank you very much for letting me speak to you today. This is obviously something which I'm quite interested in, and I hope to maybe speak to some of you guys who are interested in it as well. Thank you.
Thanks.